Begin the new Simon Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Tes Shin, page 222, to continue on the Luchos of Muktzah, Tiltal Adei Deba'acher, moving something through something else. Mutter B'Shabbos, it says, Pemir HaShabbos, but he sees him in this five paragraphs. It says in the Chabbos Sif Aleph, Neitel Odom Es Benoi, Vo'evin B'yot, a person can take his son, and the stone is in his hand. Remember, that's what we continue from the previous Simon regarding things of Muktzah, a very severe level of Muktzah is a stone. So he can take his son, and the stone is in his hand. L'chash metatal evan, and it's not considered like as if he's moving the stone. Now, that's specifically pirish if sheshli itzavin, the child's very depressed, k'shein imoviv, is not with his father, all love, so there's none of his yearnings. If he has this yearnings for his father, she'im li'itleno, that if he's not going to take his son, yechli, he's going to become sick. Then we permitted this. But if he doesn't have these yearnings for him, lo'i then, it's not permitted to take the child who has the stone in his hand. Now, the truth is, even when he has his yearnings on him, they didn't permit this only if he's holding a stone. But if there's a coin in his hand, even to hold the child in his hand, and the child is walking with his own feet, it's forbidden to be concerned that the coin might fall, and the father can come to carry it. Only if he's carrying the child with the coin in his hand. But to hold the child with his hand, even though the money is in the child's hand, that's not a problem. Says you could take your child, and the stone is in his hand. Now, Ma'ir Shabbat says, Tumah is in the courtyard. It's a tilt. The only problem you would run into is about moving Muktzah. They didn't make it forbidden in this situation. The pain of the child can come on, like we'll see later on. But if it's in the street, of course, forbidden. It's simply because of the prohibition about carrying. When you're carrying the child, this is the Gemara. It's as if you're carrying the stone in your hand. So even if you're maybe you'll say the chai noises asma, but definitely the stone is being carried. Sivkot and Beis. Now that is if that there is gagu in Allah b'chulu that the child has these yearnings for his father, and therefore the kachla asur tiltush lebedam. Therefore, they didn't make it forbidden this carrying, not with hands. B'mokam sakan ischeli in the situation of a danger of this illness. Now, v'mtemi begin this, meaning if you're not moving it directly with your hands. Now, v'mtemi begin to say, yashlechavim miyadai, maybe just have to throw the stone out of his hand. Like we'll see later on, Sev Gimel, the tzorch l'nar ev makakola, that if you want to carry the basket, the basket's not mukta, but you have to shake out the stone first. You could say, shiitzikatinik v'yivke, because then the child's going to scream and cry, he wants his little pet stone, and therefore, that's not an option. Nah, but nafal ev miyadatinik, if the stone falls out of the child's hand, us like be able to like they're not going to lift up the stone and give it to him, that tilt will be done, because that's actually moving the muktzah with your own hands. Ela, rather, in that situation, you're at a tinnik mark. Safely, you should to lower the child down from his shoulder. And then the child will lift up the stone, and he'll take it back, and then you'll carry the child again. Simkot and Gimel. Now, that's only if you're not going to hold the child, he's going to become ill with his crying. But if there's no gagun on them, then that's not an option. Because this day you're carrying the child with the muktzah. It's like as if he himself is moving the muktzah, but also that's forbidden. And the truth is, even when he has gagun, it's only permitted by stone. But by money, then, even to hold, according to the first opinion, the child's hand, and he's walking with his own feet, even then it's forbidden because we're concerned it might fall. And Simkat Dal Basavu Latuye, and the father's gonna come to carry it. Which somewhat means to say is Venus Matatla Mukta be done. Come out, he's gonna actually be moving Mukta with his own hands. Zelo Yitiru, and this they didn't permit. I feel a bit more the Gaelic Hashash Kareb, and even if it's in touching on a concern that the child might become ill, even the Lehab Hashash Sakan's never, since it's not a concern of literally danger of life, in that situation they did not permit. Now, there was a Yeshayim that says they didn't make it forbidden only when you're carrying the child. Simkat, hey, Im didn't be Yodai. With the money in his hand. Similar to what it means to say is the Az Yuchalitz Vilema, because then you can make the mistake and to say the Kshem Shatir Bishvil Atinik, because just like they permitted because the childless ended to carry him Kishadin and the other when the money is in his hand. Avshem made him a solid Gamadin, even though by default, then you're also carrying the coin. Then he would think that, you also let him carry the coin in his hand after it falls of a litna liadatinik and to give it to the hand of the child. So therefore, that was forbidden. But to hold the child's hand, then that the Yeshayim hold that even though the money is in the child's hand, that's not a problem. Seven days. Kakala shayis nekuva, a basket that had a hole, a stone of Evan, and it was sealed with a stone. So mutla tatla, you're allowed to move the basket. Shari nazik adafna, because then the stone is like part of the wall. It's not really considered as a mukta item. Chent las, it's also a gourd, like a pumpkin. Shatilim ba'evan, where they hang a stone in it, kidei lahakbida, because they want to heavy, make it heavy, the malas ba'mayim, to fill it up with water, to use like a type of a bucket. So imukashi yafa, if the stone is tied on very well, shenin evan, that doesn't fall out, but then you're allowed to draw water with it. Shukumayit las asma, because then the stone is like the gourd itself. Shumbat lagabo, because it's secondary to it. Vimlav, if not, also then it's forbidden. Says Mishbir Sivkat and Vav. Nasikadafna becomes like the wall. It's too much hitka yofa like a kol that was attached very tight, very well to the basket. If chakasha was actually tied on, but if not, loy nasikadafna, then you're right. It does not become like the wall. So Sharatin Oisiyot says because also over there we need regarding the gourd, which is the last. It says kibin the hitka, and even so, my first time right that it's tied on well. And the same thing is over here. And it's logical that even stam hiduk. That yafa to the stone where it's opening is also effective like shira. And same thing is over here, over there, that also it's effective that stam when you're attaching it very well. It's just over there, it's not so common to have the hituk yafa without the kashira. Sivkat and zayin, achin talasso to the gourd, and that it lasso, yvesh vachalula, a hollowed out pumpkin that's dry, shemimalim b'mayim, that you fill up with water with a brak neshikala, film because it's light, but itself up in the mayim, it floats on the surface of the water, tom, evigidi lachbida, they hang a stone in it, they attach a stone so that to make it heavy. Sharatin, Isidav says, and the stone is considered through the hiduk, like says the gemara, like the wool of the tlas. According to this, it sounds like l'chayy the dafka when the stone is put inside the pumpkin, like lashon mishnah, haven't shepikiruya. But now when it's hanging on blast from the outside, the lashon shulchan aruch shubat lagabah sounds like in all situations, even if it's hanging from the outside. Sivkan chazon lab asa, but if not, it would be asa shat las asa muktzah, because now actually the pumpkin itself is muktzah, shnas basal the basal, because now it's actually a base for something that's forbidden, which is the stone.